keys, keys, and more keys. From big eyes to black tips.
Good couple of GTs in the mix.
A Bladger kingfish. So I haven't seen one of those in years.
You will be amazed with the fish that you can get. That's just how good the rods. And you will really be amazed on how these little buggers can really put up a fight on ultralight tackle.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
And we are back, and so is February, guys. It's an absolute steamer out there. I think every Durbanite can feel this, right? But that's not the only thing that's hot, because the fishing in KZN is just as sizzling. Now, we know this time of the year is non-edible time on the rock and surf side. We know we can expect sharks, we can expect diamonds, we can expect sand sharks. I mean, it is that time of the year. That's what's predicted. But there are some species that weren't as predicted that has come out this week. That's mainly down the south coast. If you're looking for some offshore action, well, now we are cooking, right? I mean, everything you could expect with this warm water, all those pelagics, all that game fish, they are here. I'm talking Kuta, Tuna, Snook, and Dorado. As for the freshwater side, well, there are some species that are hit and miss, but that yellowfish action, guys, it is unreal right now. So we're going to get into it. My reporters have all the lowdown of what's been going on. They're going to tell you about those hottest strike zones, those feeding zones, where to get those rods bended, and if you cannot get it from certain areas, well, they've got alternates, right? So this is what the show is about. We are giving you options here in KZN, because let's face it, we all know the sea has been a bit topsy-turvy on the rock and surf side. That inshore current has been a bit much, but it's not all doom and gloom, because there still has been fish in between. So let's get into it. Let's get into this week's KZN fishing report. But before we do, guys, huge shout out to our sponsor, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to kuta, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, let's get into the report, guys. Let's get into the South Coast, where Adam has some news to report on. Yes, the sea was rough, but there has been fish and a certain catch that he hasn't seen in a couple years. Here is your South Coast guru, Adam Lyon.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow fisher folks. So, yes, fishing on the South Coast has been fairly decent, but one thing that has been getting to us has been the heat. It's been absolutely boiling, Vinesh. We now all know what it feels like to be a fish on the grill, just cooking in the sun. And the water down here has been super, super warm, anywhere from 24 to 27 degrees, Vinesh. It's absolutely insane. However, there are still those cold patches of water down on the South Coast, and the guys are still getting some good fish. And a definite notable mention will be Michael Walden with a Bladger kingfish. So I haven't seen one of those in years. So well done there, my friend. Absolutely awesome catch. The rock fishing side of things has been pretty bleak. Not a lot of bream and things like that around. However, we are still getting a bit of shad. There's been quite a few in Impton 20 and a couple of spots here and there. But they've been either making size, undersize, or just slightly oversize. In terms of the non-end fishing, there's been a couple of brown skates around, a bit of sandies, a bit of hammers, and a bit of grays as always. It seems like these gray sharks are just going to be here forever. Even the duskies, the guys are still getting that exact same species. So, yeah, it's definitely something we can aim for if you were coming down to the coast, because they are around, Vinesh. However, in terms of freshwater, things have been a little bit slow. The bass haven't been on the bite too great. I suspect this is because the water's been super, super warm. But in terms of deep sea, obviously certain game species like this warm water, particularly sailfish. And there's been a few decent tuna being landed recently as well. But otherwise, guys, I hope you all have an awesome weekend. Let's just hope we get a bit of cold water pushing up. It'll definitely turn the rock species back on again and maybe chase some of those sharks away or those non-heads away so we can start getting something to eat. Otherwise, Vinesh and everybody else, I hope you have an awesome weekend. Stay safe, tight lines, and
As always, let's see those catches.
Thank you, Adam. Yes, with the water going up to 27 degrees, no wonder that rock and surf angling is pretty challenging. But you know what? It is almost kind of expected at this time of the year. So until that cooler water, we will figure it out. Now, moving further up the coast, a little more from Pennington right down to Warner Beach, we got Ray Thompson, and he's kind of complaining more or less about the same thing. However, he does have an option, and I did promise you options. I promise you alternates. This is it.
Unfortunately, due to warm weather, warm seas, and big seas, there's been very little to report on. The only fish that I can tell you have been coming out are a few grey sharks on the middle south coast all the way up to Warners. Other than that, there have been quite a lot of blacktail, carantine, small rockfish, and that's the target species again for this week with this warm weather that we're having and this big sea. So go out there, have some fun, take your sons and daughters and go and have fun catching small rockfish, guys. So the plan for this week would be to go out there and practice catching small fish. Go back to basics, guys. Go back to using your local BB white bread, catching mullet, just going out there and chilling, having some fun in the sun and catching small fish, guys.
Thank you, Ray. Now, that's exactly what we did last week, right? We knew that sea was going to be a bit uncomfortable, a bit hard to hold a sink in. So we went and did some light fishing. In fact, we did some ultra light fishing. And guys, I can tell you, it was an absolute blast. You will be amazed with the beautiful fish that you can get that's just hugging the rocks. And you will really be amazed on how these little buggers can really put up a fight on ultra light tackle. I mean, it was fun. It's just pure fun. You put in a bait and within seconds, you got a fish. And well, it goes on for a couple hours. And if that's still not your kind of thing, we'll go and try your hand on some fresh water, because hey, over there the sea current doesn't really matter. And with that being said, well, here is Jan with this week's freshwater report.
Hey there, guys. So much for the settled weather that we reported on last week. And by the same token, the fish are rather conspicuous by their absence. It seems that the weatherman took umbrage of the fact that we reported that the weather was quietening down and upped the ante somewhat, and by more than just a couple of steps. Some violent storm activity over the Midlands this past week, with rainfall up to 60 mils. Well, that was actually being the least of the worries. There was some massive hail, and some ranging from peas all the way through to tennis balls. The fact that the weather is cycling from clear and hot in the mornings to overcast, mizzle, and thunderstorms in the afternoons, I'm sure isn't helping anything either, and has pretty much kept the anglers in-house. But, quote-unquote, there's always one, as the saying goes, and a solitary return received from the Natal Fly Fishers Club River Anglers report, water off colour and fast. Well, not too surprising that, I must say. What is surprising, however, that there were a number of fish in the return, primarily in the 9 to 11 inch, 23 to 28 centimetre bracket, with a couple in the 13 to 15 inch, or 33 to 38 centimetre class. I'm pretty sure that was deep water nymphing with a brick. Well done on that, man, for getting it done. Then, local angler and author Andrew Fowler reports of snatching a gap, quote-unquote, quote again, between wild storms and heat and finding them Gainey River in perfect condition. Fish, he says, were mostly deep and also just really not in the prod. We had to coax a few, but hey, it was a lovely day on the river and I'll take it. I would too. Then there was another single solitary return from the NFFC Stillwater stable of anglers, and lo and behold, also some fish as well. The best pulling the tape to the 17 to 19 inch or 43 to 48 centimeter bracket. That's a pretty half decent fish. No mention of water temperatures, but I'm hoping that the rain and the hail will have a cooling effect on the waters. And even the bass are missing. No word from the water, bass anglers mumbling, absolutely nothing happening. And even the social media are trolling the depths of their archives and re-releasing images of some pretty fine fish. No doubt in order just to keep the angler spirits up. With mid-mast pulling over, Albert Falls has picked up by 5% in the last week. Stillwater is also not producing, so local angler Tyron McGarry jumped in the river and managed to hit some smallmouth bass on Rapalas. Nothing huge, but fun nonetheless. I would take that too. Jeremy Rochester of Escape Fly Fishing reports more gold bars and screaming reels. These beauties just keep coming from Sterkfontein and the yellowfish paradise that it is. Yours truly will be headed up there next week sometime, and I will be able to report from on-site. Guys, this is Jan Karabal reporting for the Kingfish in Maritzburg for Angler News South Africa, tight lines and screaming reels.
Thank you, Jan. Good report. I mean, I don't know what happened with the bass, but at least there was a couple decent fish in between that. And buddy, all the best next week up at Sterkies. I can't wait to see that footage. Now, let's get into the North Coast, where there has been some action. Guys, the non-eds were there. There's been great sharks. There's been Dean with the black tip. There's been sand sharks. So there has been some decent fish up there, but you can only imagine how difficult the conditions were to fish. I mean, that's some serious stamina. So what I'm going to suggest is, guys, dress appropriately. Make sure you got some good UV protection on. You got a buff. You got a cap. Use some sunscreen and stay hydrated. Now, if you're looking for some offshore news, well, guys, there's snook, cooter, sailfish, dorado. They're all out there. So offshore on the North Coast at this time of the year is as expected. It is a game fish feast out there. Now let's get into the Durban Report with Mike V and Brad Krobler.
How's it, guys? Yes, with all the bad water that we had the last couple of days, the fishing was very quiet off the beaches. But as it started settling, the guys started getting back. A lot of grey sharks were caught. A couple good-sized specimens, 22s, 24s. Even heard of one that was over 30. Some big shad came in. I saw a picture from Glen Ashley, two rocket shad, apparently both over 6 kilos. A couple lovely stumpies, grunters caught. One or two small kingies around, things like that. So as soon as the water did start to settle, the bite did come on. See, this morning when I drove past the beachfront, the water had settled lovely. So over the next few days, while it's flat, that guy's going to get quite a bit of bite. On the paddle skis and ski boat side, quite a few snook. As soon as those could launch, there's quite a few snook and dark cooter in between the shoals as well. Some big cooter, a couple dorado here and there. Saw some lovely pics of sailies and that. So yeah, that's all starting to warm up again. The guys are getting out there. So yeah, as soon as they get out, they'll get the bite. In the bay, kingies and more kingies. From big eyes to black tips, good couple of GTs in the mix, couple of Springer. I saw a picture of a guy with a rocket of a grunter. So those are also coming back. And now there is bite in the bay. See that it's gone from like a dirty dark brown down to a nice color, almost cleanish. So yeah, the guys will start smoking the fish in the bay. Guys, have a great week. This is Mike V for ANSA News.
Good day, guys. Brad here at Linsky Fishing Charters. Guys, fishing over the last week, what can I say? It has been quite prolific. We've had really good sea conditions, really nice hot water. Temperature sitting off Durban at about 27.5 degrees. The dorado have been quite loose. Also off the Blue Lagoon, Glen Ashley area, there have been quite a few snook. And I say quite a lot of them. On the bottom fishing, bottom fishing has just been the general same singer soldiers. It's a really good rock odds coming out at the moment. So that's the fishing report for this week for Angling News South Africa.
So there you have it, guys. We are complaining about how hot it is, right? But the fishing is just as hot. There has been some fish in between. There has been some good-sized sharks. There's been some great offshore action. There is something to catch in KZN, and there's always something to catch in KZN, irrespective of what the conditions are. The question is, are you willing to adapt? Because as anglers, that's what it's about. It's not just about adapting on the conditions that you are faced with. Sometimes it's about adapting to a different facet. So that's what I encourage you to try. If you are a rock and surf angler and those conditions aren't suitable, well then try your hand at some offshore. Try your hand on the freshwater. And if you're a freshwater guy, go and try your hand on, some light tackle bay angling. The fish are there. The kingfish are there. So let's get into it. Let's try different things. Let's go out there and keep fishing. The weather is looking good this weekend. The water conditions are looking far better than what it was over the last couple weeks, so get out there, get fishing. And with that being said,
this is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.